Going to talk a little bit tonight about two things, well, several things, but two things for you to think about anyway. I'm going to talk a bit about boxes and a bit about stones. All right. Just a box. Or just a stone? Or are we Christ-like? In our life, lots of us like to put things in boxes. When we get gifts, we like to pop them in a box. Wrap them up. There you go. When we pack, that might be to move. Might be to go on holiday. Where does it go? In a box. Where we live. After all, isn't a house just a big box? I've even got a wobbly box that goes on back of my car. Well, sometimes I refer to that as a caravan, but things in our lives we like to pigeonhole. We like to box it. We like to give it a place. We like it categorized. Now, strangely enough, I work in a box factory. And if something goes wrong, the last thing you say, it's only a cardboard box. No, you'd be out on your feet if you said that. But is this how we categorize ourselves? We're a Christian. Is this what you say to yourself? Well, I'm a Christian. And leave it at that. Job's done. It's sorted. I'm a Christian. I'm in my place. I'm in my box. Job's done. Or is this being a Christian, something different, something special, something unique, something useful, something strong, something beneficial, something active? Or is it just a box? Quite easily, a box could fall into those categories. A place to be, a title to have, just like a lot of other little boxes. Now, you might not have much of an opinion about a box. A box is a box. But working in that industry, I know that every box is different. Different paper, a different colour, a different use, a different strength, a different purpose. Not just the same old, same old. I also mentioned at the beginning that I was going to look at a stone. Are all stones just stones? I had in my garden, in the back garden, I've got my wobbly box, and on my, underneath my wobbly box is a load of little stones that it's like a little partway for it to stand on. And there's a lot of stones there. Now each individual stone just looks like a stone. All very similar sizes. But it's not until you get close to it that you realise that each individual stone is slightly different. In Scripture, it tells us a little bit about stones and a little bit about looking at each one of us as a stone and the difference between us and possibly other stones. In 1 Peter 2 verse 5, it says, "You also, like living stones, are being built into spiritual houses to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." That says to me that we're something special, that we're something different, that we're not just the same old, same old. Is our life like a box? Is our Christian life like a box? Is our Christian life like a stone? Just another stone on the ground. Have we accepted a category and are quite contented with calling us, set ourselves a Christian, and that's it? A stone or not a stone? That is the question. It's not really like that, but is there something changing? Something moving in each of our lives? Something that is setting you apart, making you different? Or are you just being put yourself in a box? I looked in the dictionary, not that I do that often, and I looked at the word Christian. And I'm not highly intellectual, but I noticed that under the word Christian, Christian was listed as a noun. Oh, that sounds important. A noun. A word of identification. Categorized. Given a box. A Christian noun. But then, in the description, it also gave Christian as an adjective. Oh, even bigger word than noun. But this is something different. A word showing an attribute, a difference. But surely this is just the same word. Like I say, I don't know a lot about intellectual things. A noun, an adjective. But what a difference being a Christian can make. Being Christ-like. What a difference a Christian can make. Are you that Christian now, or that Christian adjective? In Ephesians 4, verse 14 to 16, it says these words. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Is that describing you as a Christian? Is that describing you as being Christ-like? Is that describing you as a Christian noun or as a Christian adjective? Are we growing? Are we changing? Are we being made into what God intended us to be? Or are we just satisfied having the label? Having the box, having the noun.
Hey, I'm a Christian.
Or do we want the bit that makes the difference? The adjective. The attributes, the Christ-like. My house used to look extremely different on our street. Probably because I painted it blue. I don't think my wife liked it too much, but I thought it looked good. But it wasn't long that it stayed blue, it went back to a beigey, basic box colour kind of colour. But it was different. It stood out in our street. I believe there was a kids program where the house was blue. I can't remember what the kids program was now. An age thing. But that is what I'm trying to get across tonight. Is our box just like every other box? Have we categorized ourselves into a Christian or into a Christian? It may seem strange saying the same word, but with different effect. Every stone might look just like this next stone. Every box like the next box. But as a Christian, there can be a difference. There should be a difference. And that is gaining the attributes of Christ, which is what being a Christian is all about. Becoming more and more Christ-like each day. As a Christian, that is our goal. That is our purpose. That is what we're intended to be. In 1 John 3:2, it says these words, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." To me, that scripture is telling us that day by day changes should be making in our lives. Different attributes of Christ should be shining out. We should each be moving forward in our vision. In what Christ wants us to be. But quite often, we can satisfy ourselves with saying we're a Christian. What stands in front of your vision? In front of your sight. What shines out in your pathway? What is making the difference in your box? In your stone? In your walk as a Christian. When a Christian, the word Christian changes from a noun to an adjective is when you put, say, for example, Christian in front of church. It's then the adjective. It's then the attribute. It's then the difference. So as a Christian, as knowing Christ, when you put that in front of your life, is the difference apparent? Is the difference being made? Are we changing, moving forward, standing up for Christ? When my house was blue, Karen used to say it stood out like a sore thumb. But that's exactly how we should be as a Christian. Not just another box. Not just another stone. But something different. Something moving forward. And moving forward in Christ. Amen.